Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. I'll see that. Let me love you till the morning comes.
I'll see that. All right, back here on OMF.
There we go.
Let us introduce you to Sheila Marie. She's a former police officer.
Sounds like we're doing a dating show here, right?
Former police officer.
Maybe that's now
a psychic. She's a world-renowned psychic. You may remember Sheila back in 2010. They were looking around for Babe Ruth's ivory piano, and they found it in a pawn in Sudbury, and it was Sheila Marie who directed the police.
Wait, I did not know the piano.
Well, Sheila, how did you come upon that piano? What happened there?
Well, I was working with the Sudbury Historical Society, and they took me in every Sunday for about 6 months out in the fields, and they would say, Sheila, what do you see in your head? So I'd go in, kind of go back to... in time and talk to spirits and all that in the land and kind of tell them what the areas were. And one day they took me out to Willis Pond out in Sudbury. As soon as I walked out, one of the guys had been searching for the Babe Ruth piano. I guess the Environmental State Police had been out there for like 30 years and they couldn't find it. And I walked out and all of a sudden I saw a vision of the green monster. And I said, hey, this is that baseball thing. I said, I want nothing to do with it. And you have to understand, I lived a double life because... my family is very political and policing, and this is what I did on Sundays. And I did it away from my family because I didn't want... I know how people are skeptical and stuff. And
you got a couple here. I'm with you. These two don't believe.
Guess what? I don't believe either. I'm a skeptic, too. And so the more I... when people understand what I'm saying...
I like Sheila now.
It freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like, so anyways, I get out there, and I saw a vision. I just got a flash of the green monster. I said, hey, this is that baseball thing. I don't want anything to do with this. You know, this is not what was in the contract. They said, just give us 5 minutes. And I said, all right. So I went in, and I got nautical marks. I said, okay, I'm done. Let's get to work. Well, they tricked me. They had a permit for the pond. They had state divers out. The next day, they went out, and they found it in 10 minutes.
So you came up with the nautical marks of where they were to go?
Yeah, I saw it in my head.
Wait, so... nautical
and it was there, and they were looking at it for 30 years.
It's not like you saw an old fat baseball player drinking beer. It wasn't one of those things. No?
I believe that more than the nautical marks.
Yeah.
If you connected all the nautical marks, if you connected all the nautical marks, would that be Babe Ruth? Maybe it's like a connect the dots thing.
Maybe. All right, so you've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Right? And the first thing she said, by the way, when she walked into the studio, Sheila said, why are all the lights off? Thank you, Sheila.
What she really said was, I've never been in a room with three men in the dark. That's what she said.
She's kind of scared. I don't blame her.
Yes.
So we put some of the lights back on.
Me neither.
You feel better now? How you like
I
the candles?
I love the ambiance of the tea lights as well.
Yeah, I want to make sure that we presented a good vibe for you. None of us have met you. I heard about you through some other friends in the Medway-Bellingham area. So I said, fine. Glenn and I are non-believers.
Sure, that's okay.
Glenn and I are, you prove it to us.
Just like you.
Sure. Yeah, prove it
that's
to us.
Okay.
So I don't know, I thought maybe, you know, and Glenn, I mean, and Lou is all about it. He's all about that life.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe you could start with Glenn and just give me, I don't know, what do you think, Lou? I don't know, you've done this before. Like, what, can you vibe on Glenn?
Well,
can you
like
give
you
me
feel,
an energy if, assessment of Glenn?
If you feel anything in the room.
Yeah.
Like energy-wise.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I know you're a medium too, right?
Yes. I am a medium.
So wait, so that you talk to the dead.
Well, I just tell you what I see. That's, you know, I'll tell you this. This is what I tell everybody when they come in. I'm a forensic psychic medium, and what that means is I used to be a police officer years ago. Now what I do is I incorporate my policing with my mediumship, and I act as a contractor for families and agencies. I draw maps and faces. I work in research. And what happens to me when someone comes in my studio, this and that, a lot of times people will come in because they want answers and questions, you know, like the future and all that. Well, to me, you know, it's just energy, you know, and it's kind of what I call a deep meditation. So I just kind of go in my head and I just tell you what I see, but I interpret it in front of you because I'm just the conduit And I'm telling you what they're showing me, but the trigger is for you and what you feel it is. But I'll give you my interpretation of that. You know, like, you know how like some psychics, they drive me crazy. Oh, I'm feeling this. I'm seeing that. I'm not like that. You know, I'm just me.
So you're a cool psychic.
Cool. We like cool psychics.
There you go.
All right, I like it.
Okay, so just,
I like it. She's ripped other psychics in the first 5 minutes.
You fit right
well,
in.
I actually teach, too. I do a lot of seminars.
Psychics.
I teach psychic and mediumship.
I got a customer for you, right?
Wait, you can teach other people to be psychics? Either you have it or you don't have it, right?
No, that's not true. So I believe
it. So you can learn to be a psychic.
Cole Reed, babe.
So let me tell you this. And you know, you're sports players. You know you use your intuition, your gut intuition all the time, and you know how you focus the frequency, right?
Yeah.
It's what it is. It's all frequency.
So I could call myself like the great Sanduli.
He often does. A lot.
And the New York Post believes him.
We predict the future. I get this lock of the week thing. I have no gut feelings whatsoever.
You're not using your intuition,
I can't pick a winner.
What's wrong with you?
You don't even get the right players on the team.
I know.
Yeah, well, I would say the first question, if you do have that ability, you would think you would be gambling like crazy and betting on the lottery numbers and going to Vegas and playing cards and don't hit on that. No. Now, bet on red 15.
Right. Well, there is karma, you know, in the universe, right?
So either you'll be penalized, punished for using it for
personal gain, right?
Well, I have not done that yet, but I have been asked to several times. And my thought is if I do it, can I use half of it for me, right? Because if I use it for my business and it's helping people, you know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. That's the reason why I do what I do, because in the beginning I was like, I'll just go do some readings. Honestly, that's what I was just going to do on Sundays. And I'd drive an hour away from home because I didn't want anyone to know what I was doing. I was just kind of feeling the energy, this and that. And then the next thing I know, people are coming out of the woodwork. Oh, can you do this? Can you help me? And I said, oh my God, I'm really helping people. You know what I mean? And that's what keeps me in it. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm making a difference. And like, I work on a lot of cases, and I was working on this notorious case. I don't really tell people what the cases are because I have to be careful because of suspect, you know? And I remember one time I got all the information in dreams, and I didn't ask. That day was like, it was like, you're doing this. You know, that's what it, so I don't know what the universe is, or, you know, I've never really met God, you know what I mean? But I do know it's a higher power, a higher consciousness, and I do believe it's all frequency and energy, you know what I mean?
Okay, so there's the biggest question right now here in New England all revolves around our quarterback, number 12, Tom Brady. So I want you to do whatever you have to do here. You know? Okay,
hold on. We're playing this corny music. Do you want us to get rid of the corny music? Do you need to focus? Do you hear the music?
Oh, it's okay. I'm in my zone.
Sure?
I'm in my zone.
Oh, you're in your zone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So what we'd like you to do, because
your eyes roll back in the back of your head. Or how does it work?
Well, I kind of blur you out a little bit, and I just kind of
everybody,
float to the side.
Everybody has had their opinion as to where Tom Brady is going, and I promise you, whatever yours is, CBS Sports and the New York Post will break it in about a half an hour.
Yes.
It'll be all over the media.
It'll be a source.
Everybody copies what everybody else is saying. So we would like to know right now. We would like to know right now from
Sheila. Taking her earrings off. Hold on. Taking her earrings off.
Don't take anything else
off. Now. Here we go.
Get in trouble.
In a room with tea leaf. I don't know what these things are. These candle things are.
Yeah, those
candles.
She's a world-renowned psychic. Where will Tom Brady play football in 2020?
I see Gillette Stadium. No, I do. I see the top of Gillette Stadium. Show me more. Ask me more questions.
What part of the country will he be playing next year?
Next year. Show me in a way that what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys exactly what they show me, and then we can interpret it together.
Okay?
Show me in a way. That's really funny. I'm in, it's really weird. They just showed me a Greyhound bus in Boston, you know, where South Station is. So that would be Boston. Show me more.
Is he busing out of town?
He's not taking a Greyhound
Stop
bus.
Stop interrupting.
They're also showing me another way. I'm seeing the Norwood Airport. Do you know where that is?
Norwood. It's in Norwood.
Yeah, I think he flies in there.
Oh, okay. Show me more. Ask me a question.
Is he happy with his current situation?
Show me in a way. Oh. Oh, hold on. I'm seeing a seeing a balloon.
Get out of here.
And they're showing me, you know, your pop-up balloon. And the air comes out of it, the question you just asked. So I feel like it's, what was your question again?
Is he happy
with his current situation?
I feel like he could be happier.
Okay? Does he?
And what do you mean current situation? Because they're showing me a balloon, they pop a pin in it, and so the air's coming out a little bit.
I think that was, you're getting a reading from a couple years ago when they deflated it. Footballs. You're off a few years. You're off a couple years.
No, that's okay.
No, the balloon is burst.
It's over. Burst.
Yeah, it's popped. The air's starting to come out a little.
Is he looking, is he ready? Is he looking for a new adventure?
Show me. Is Brady looking for it? New adventure. Can you show me where he wants to go? Well, just waiting. Show me. Oh, that's weird. I'm seeing. It's funny you said adventure. This is like a target.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing this.
A bow and arrow?
Bow and arrow.
So he's got his target set on something.
No, so that's, yeah.
Show me another way.
It's AB out in the practice field with a bow and arrow.
No, you hit the target.
Robin Hood.
You hit the target.
Yeah, I hit the target. I hit the target?
He's looking for a new adventure.
Wait a minute. Nobody hit a target. He's just like this.
Right.
So he's getting ready, so hold on. It's not a, you know, the kind of rubber.
It's not a real bow?
It's not a real bow. Show me more. I'm seeing kids.
Okay.
I'm seeing little kids.
Okay. Keep going. Follow that lead.
Show me more.
Where are those kids?
I see.
Lead
you know how you play Indians. You know how little kids play Indians and they
cowboys
play
cowboys and Indians.
Yep.
Oh,
I don't think you can do that anymore, can you?
Wait, is he? Uh oh. Is there a star anywhere in that reading with the cowboys and Indians?
No, but I'm thinking about that Greyhound bus. Was that gray? Ask me another question, and so get more specific. Yep.
Does he know where he's going?
Does Brady know where he's going?
Does he know?
Who's saying that? You?
No, he is.
Oh, Lewis. Okay. Oh, show me. They're showing me a pizza and flying it up in the air. So my interpretation that it's up in the air. Maybe he's not sure.
I'm not sure he's eating that pizza.
Okay.
Show me another way. I'm going to ask a question, too.
Is
that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask your question.
So I'm going to ask, is Brady staying in Boston, right? And Patriots. Right.
Yes.
Is he wearing a Patriots uniform
next season?
Okay.
Because you already said you saw Gillette Stadium.
Which can be misleading.
Balloon. Right.
I'm seeing crafts. I'm seeing a cheese hat. You know, like Kraft cheese.
Bay?
No, cheese.
Yeah, like
Kraft. Oh, my God. No, what they just showed me is... I don't know how to appropriately say this, but...
It's okay.
Remember that? Okay. You know that place down in Florida with the...
Yeah, the massage parlor.
Massage parlor. I just saw an image of the outside of that.
Hold on.
Do we want to ask any questions about that?
I have one question.
I guess
we got to continue it. We got to continue it.
What has more energy? What symbol has more energy relating to Tom Brady? A pirate ship, a cowboy hat, a razor that you would shave your face with, a lightning bolt. What four images give you the most, frequency, energy? I don't know. What are those? Out of those four,
country music.
What was the first one? Indian.
It was a pirate ship.
Oh,
a pirate ship. A cowboy hat, a razor, or a lightning bolt.
I'm seeing a star now.
You're seeing a star.
Yep. Gray star?
A gray star.
What's that?
Dallas.
That would be a Dallas Cowboy.
And you said cowboys and Indians, but you originally said that you saw Gillette Stadium and you saw the bus.
The
Greyhound bus. So
gray.
We got to get back to
Gillette Stadium. But gray could also be Raiders. Silver's gray.
Don't confuse it.
So it's okay. I'll tell you what it is.
Where do you see him actually playing? What uniform do you see him in? Tell us the description of what you see as the uniform that he's actually playing in next year. Because there is gray in the Patriots uniform.
Yeah, it's true. Good point there.
That's true, too.
All-powerful Glenn.
Tell me more.
Trying to get to the bottom of it.
I keep...
I like it. Like, we're going with this.
I'm at Gillette Stadium in the museum there.
You're at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame. And I'm where the footballs are there.
Yeah? The trophies?
Yeah, the trophies. Okay. Yep.
How many are
there? Oh, that's funny, because there's uniforms there.
Yeah. How many trophies do you see?
Show me more. I'm going to ask them to show me. Six.
You see six.
Show me more.
You don't see seven.
Oh, wait. Ask me another question.
Do you see seven?
No. No. Like, you're asking me what's there now.
I still want to figure out what team he's going to play for. Yeah. Where he's going to go.
Wait a minute. We have to ask a question. Is Brady going?
So, do yourself a favor. Look to your left. We don't have real Tom Brady here, and I know you like to have people in the room, but we have a 3.5-foot bobblehead Tom Brady right there.
Lord.
He's in that uniform that he would wear with New England. All right?
Oh, interesting. There's the silver, like silver, Greyhound.
Yes. Yeah, and the silver would be on the helmet, too. So tell us his...
And there's the ring, I would say.
It's one of them.
Right. Is he...
So that uniform, does he wear that uniform next year, 2020?
Answer his question, please. Show me. I don't want to do yes or no, so I'm just going to tell you what they show me. I'm in my living room watching the Patriots.
Okay.
Yep. A Super Bowl that was in Houston.
It was in Houston? There's been one in Houston.
Yeah. I'm seeing a football I have. I believe that it's white.
The football's white.
Is he playing in heaven?
What have we learned today? Tom Brady's no longer with us.
Does anything come up for you?
Is actually another Super Bowl football that I'm seeing. That I have of...
Okay. Can you...
So if you asked a question...
And that would be the Patriots.
Is Tom Brady leaving New England?
Okay.
Yeah, real simple. Keep it direct.
Yeah, wait. What the heck? I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. This is so funny. They're showing me macaroni and cheese. I would say yes. That would be Kraft cheese. That would be...
Wait.
He's not. So he's here.
He's here. I don't feel he's leaving. I feel...
There you go.
Can I ask...
Hello?
One more question. 99.6%,
would you
do
say?
Do you see a house in Connecticut?
Good one.
This is a question from G. Hill.
I'm going to tell you. I already heard he bought one, right?
You heard it.
You heard it, though, but we are not sure if it's true. We don't know if it's true or not.
We're asking you to tell us if it's true.
We want you to break the tie.
I'll ask my head. Hold on.
Take a trip down 95.
What's it
going to
show?
There you go.
Buffalo? What's Buffalo?
New York.
That's New York.
Yeah.
Wings.
Show me. Do I see a house in
Connecticut? Do you see a house in Connecticut?
Did he owns a house in Connecticut? He's there with his family in Connecticut.
Show me in a way. I believe so. You know what they're showing me is a pogo stick. Him jumping. but I understand that. Like, I feel like...
The person talking to you is, I think, is 6 years old.
Well, I feel like they're talking about kids.
Oh, well.
Maybe his kids or something.
But is it in Greenwich, Connecticut?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I see Christmas. I see a house in Christmas time.
There you go. Where?
It's definitely Connecticut, and I'll tell you why, because I'm seeing the casinos. We were just talking about casinos earlier, right?
Yep.
Is that near the casino? Yep.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Two casinos in the state.
Yes, I would say yes.
Two casinos in the state.
I'm going to say that as a yes.
Yeah, I went there one time with a girlfriend.
There you go, Greg. You're all set.
Greg is so Curran, you're wrong, buddy.
All set.
Fourier,
I like
Greg
it.
Hill,
so Mike coming Giardi. Back, coming back,
and he's coming back.
Coming back to the New England Patriots.
I don't know if that's
what you
said.
What are you talking about? That's
no,
what
I'm,
ask
I'm,
me
I'm,
a question.
I am. Well, we got to take a break.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll take
she was clear.
She was not clear at all.
Put the lights on.
Not clear one bit.
Very
I'm more clear.
Oh, my God.
Show me. Watch. I'm going to do it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with Sheila Marie, a world-renowned psychic. I'm sorry. She said he's coming back to the Patriots.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hi, back here on OMF. In our studio today, Sheila Marie, world-renowned psychic, just got a beautiful bouquet of flowers delivered. For a second there, I thought maybe Christian was doing something nice.
No.
Who sent the flowers to you, Sheila?
I believe it's someone named Mike. I'm not sure which Mike it is.
It's Mike, our guy Mike.
Oh, it's Mike.
Very nice.
Thanks,
guy.
Mike.
I like it.
Very nice.
Terrific. That's awesome. All right, I've got a serious question to ask because we've already got a couple things out of you. One, it sounds to me like Tom Brady is coming back to the New
Dallas
England
Cowboys.
Patriots. Though apparently there's discourse in the room as to what they're hearing from Sheila Marie. I don't understand it. She's a world-renowned psychic. It should be specific. You should have heard it.
Well, it's how we interpret it.
I heard it.
It's how we interpret it.
It's again.
Gillette Stadium.
Because, hold on, but he could be, and I did tell you, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are changing their uniforms. Yeah. We don't know what their colors are yet. We don't know what colors they are.
It's okay that you're a skeptic. It's all right. I understand.
Does Tampa play New England this year? I don't think so. It's all West Coast teams.
They don't play Tampa this year. All right, I have a question.
Oh, the Super Bowl's in Tampa! I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Wait, Super Bowl.
I have a question that we've all...
I don't think we went there in my head.
We've all been trying to understand the answer to this question. So this is an important question.
I'm telling you, the uniforms are going to change.
We're going to go back to the Super Bowl. It's the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles.
I like this question.
And for some reason,
I like this.
Malcolm Butler, who was a starter all year long for the New England Patriots, was crying as the national anthem was being played. And then as it played out through the entire game, Malcolm Butler never played a defensive play in the entire game. And to this date, we're 3 years removed from this, we're all trying to figure out why Malcolm Butler did not play. So I ask you, Sheila Marie, world-renowned psychic, why did Malcolm Butler not play in that game?
I'll ask. Hold on.
I like it.
It's a Glenn.
Was there a conflict with somebody? Was there an issue, conflict? Somebody yell at him during the course of the week.
Why are you feeding her head?
I'm seeing
she wants.
He's down on one knee. You know how you go down on one knee? Was he injured? Do you understand that?
Was he injured?
You know how you go down on one knee?
Yeah.
And you know how they do the prayer thing? You know, like for the...
Oh, you mean like Colin Kaepernick?
No.
Oh, that's different. I'm sorry.
Answer the question. Answer his question, please.
Say jerk.
That man in the red. I can't say that. He's a nice man.
See,
it's
you
okay.
Really don't. Then you really don't know the energy in the room.
No, that's okay because I get it. I'm a skeptic too. You know, we all are.
Were there issues between him and Bill Belichick?
The real question is, why didn't he play? Why didn't he play in the Super
Bowl? This is really weird. They're showing me the Big Bad Wolf and Little Red Riding Hood. So
who is Little Red Riding Hood?
My interpretation of that is I feel like actually said there's someone under the covers. That would be the big bad wolf, right?
Huh. It could be Bill.
So he walked in on Malcolm Butler with his
Red Riding
woman.
Hood. Wait.
Now we lower the lights again. So what happened? What happened? He didn't play. We've been puzzled with this. We asked Belichick. He doesn't tell us. He won't answer the question. Nobody seems to know, except maybe Sheila Marie. Why did Malcolm Butler not play?
No pressure. I'm just kidding. I'm still seeing that. Show me something else. I just feel like he does what he wants to do. You know what I mean?
Do you like to party?
Bill does what he wants to do.
Oh, Bill does what he wants to do?
Mm-hmm.
He does what he wants to do, and I feel like he's carefree. Do you know what I mean? And I don't...
Oh, well, Malcolm does what he wants to do. He's carefree. He doesn't follow the rules.
Because he's already arrived, and he thinks he knows everything. He doesn't need any coaching.
He break rules.
He freelances as a defensive back. Yeah, that's what it
We're
is.
Rules broken.
We're rules broken. I'm in classroom. No, I'm in a classroom with a chalkboard. You know how you go that with a stick? And then,
oh, maybe he's writing, I will not do something like a thousand
He's making
times.
His name on it. I'm sitting, what's that little house on the prairie? That's
a little schoolhouse?
Yeah. Oh, that might be Sudbury. Probably picking up on his energy over here.
Who, this guy?
Because that schoolhouse is in Sudbury over there, the Wayside Inn. Oh, no, is that Wayland?
It's in Wayland, I believe.
What's the question?
Did he break rules? We already went to the classroom, though. Whacking the board like maybe he did.
It's really weird. I'm seeing a whole bunch of books, but they're not on top of each other, so I feel like I'm all over the place.
He books. Was all over the place.
He's all over the place.
Books, how about playbooks for the game plan for that game? Could that be the books?
Show me. I think I'm seeing the chalkboard now. It's got the plays, you know, like the circles.
Yep.
I'm seeing that. And then I don't
Does
really.
He is there is he keep getting them wrong?
He doesn't know the place.
He doesn't know the place.
I feel like he parties too much. They're showing me someone I knew that had like, what's that called? Red shirt or something? When the colleges pick you up and you go for like an extra year.
Yes.
And he partied himself out of school. They just showed me that from someone.
Well, that did happen to him. Wait, didn't that happen to him? Glenn, you kept talking about that, why he didn't get picked up at a bigger school. Right?
He had an issue.
Do
you understand Rhode Island? Because they're showing me URI.
He didn't go to you, but he went to a small school.
Alabama. Okay.
Went to a small
school. So it just Alabama means college.
Alabama, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's where that guy
should
went.
Should I move on real quick?
Can yeah,
I
ask move on. Yeah, go ahead.
Rob Gronkowski, one question we have about his future. Does he play football again?
Show me. Just waiting. Dude, you have to get out of my head. The trick is not to think.
Oh, my God. I do the same thing.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm seeing? This is really funny. I'm so embarrassed to say it, but I'm going to. I see Gronk in a pool. Not a pool, a bathtub with bubbles everywhere.
That makes sense.
It makes sense.
I mean, that's
not a football.
Like gold bottles?
No, I feel like he's just playing, you know?
That makes sense.
Hanging out, playing, partying like a little kid would in a bathtub with a rubber
But you don't see him catching footballs makes or sense. Playing football. There's no visions of that anywhere.
I see camp. Seeing a kids' camp.
Kids' camp, though.
Yep, show him more. Show me, what is he going to do? I want to, what's his name, Gronk? What's Gronk going to do in the future with football? That's what I'll ask. Wow.
Uh-oh. Here comes something good.
I'm at a, You know the Patriots, you know how you get your rings and they have like a
ring ceremony?
I've seen it on TV. Yeah, that's where I'm at in my head.
Are you getting a ring?
I have a lot of rings. Yeah, you're funny. You're killing me.
Let me answer this.
It's
this,
okay.
This,
I understand.
This one's for a friend of mine. Okay. Friend of the show, friend of mine. Will sports betting ever be legalized in Massachusetts?
Ooh.
Sports betting?
That's for you.
For a friend.
Ooh, show me. I'm seeing Vegas, and I'm seeing, you know how you pull the big one?
Yeah,
the slot down, machine. Yeah. And then I saw that. What's that? Yeah. wise guy. Just kidding. What's that place, the casino in...
Caesar's Palace.
No, in Boston.
Encore.
Encore.
I'm there.
You're there.
Never been there, but I'm seeing the outside on my head. But
are you betting on games? Do you see people there betting on sporting events?
And is one of them a short little hairy little guy?
Yes. Right.
Show me more. You guys are freaking killing me.
Short little hairy guy.
It's really weird. They just showed me the Daytona 500.
Ooh, when is that?
Soon. Next week.
Is that the date?
That's 16th, I think. Mm. February.
I don't know about our short little hairy guy. Is there a horse? Is there a horse involved there too? No?
Show me more. That would be like a track, right?
A race track.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm seeing a track, a race track. So probably horses or dogs or I think we already do that, don't we?
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
So just to
what's Remy?
Remy?
Yeah.
What is Remy?
Jerry Remy?
Jerry Remy?
I just heard Remy. I don't know what that means.
It's a drink, too, isn't it?
Rummy? No, that's rum, right? I have no idea.
So I want to get back to the most important question that we have, because I feel like we need clarity, and we don't have a lot of time.
Okay.
So you need to talk to the spirits and ask them to get their
You're
act
killing
together.
Me. You're just killing me, get Christian. I'm just watching you. You're just killing me. I love you.
Get their crap together.
I feel like I'm in a haunted mansion at Disney World.
Okay. Oh, my God. Don't even go there. You're killing me.
All right. This is it. Okay. Will Brady play for the New England Patriots? Tell me what you see.
Ever again.
Ever again.
I'm seeing the sideline of a football field. And then I see a field goal. So I believe yes.
She believes yes. That is an emphatic.
He will play for the New England Patriots.
And I also see confetti behind the field goal.
Wins another Super Bowl.
I believe so.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
99.6%.
But are we sure that's with New England?
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, hold on. I'll double check. Hold on. I'm seeing. Hold on, show me.
Uh-oh.
What's with this music? It's really fun. Sorry.
It's Christian's.
I wanted Justin Bieber, really. No, I'm just kidding. Show me. What's my question again?
Are we sure it's that Super Bowl, whatever you see, that
celebration?
Are we
falling.
Sure that's with New England?
Maybe he's a broadcaster.
I see a ceremony. I see a trophy ceremony. So I believe so. I believe one more. And I don't feel like he's done, and they're showing me a clock, and I'm seeing.
Is that clock?
Two.
Is that time on that clock running out?
Two. I'm on 2:00.
All right, 2-year
deal. When our show starts. Ooh. Well, that's
right. 2-year contract, maybe 2 more years.
Show me.
So, are you telling us that Tom Brady?
I see June 3rd.
June 3rd.
What's June 3rd?
They're also showing me. Show me, what is June 3rd?
OTAs?
Ooh, I think you're right around OTAs. Mandatory OTAs, Lou.
I don't even know what that means, but that's okay. I don't need to know.
All right.
Show me, they're showing me the number 3. So hold on, what is the number 3? I'm actually seeing the month of March, so I'm saying 3.
The Ides of March? I can't take this seriously anymore.
It's okay.
I tried.
There's nothing to take.
I tried.
Right. No one's trying to buddy you
is there,
up,
honey. Is there, just for real quick before you go, okay? And I appreciate you. Thank you so much. I know we're a lot to handle. I just want to get a reading on Glenn before we leave, right? I want to get some sort of just what do you, energy, is there spirits? I know you're also a medium. I would love to kind of, stop looking at me like that because we.
Well,
we,
see, the problem is, Glenn's not open to it. So he's non-believer.
I'm like you.
He's like me.
But just
skeptic.
Tell us what you see.
But I do see a woman around you.
Drive me, excuse me?
Yeah, I do see an older, No, I do in my head.
Do you really?
I thought I was the only woman here.
Let me guess. On Friday.
No.
Is her nickname Hurricane?
No. What do you see? So what do you see?
I do. I see an older woman on your right side. She's not very tall. I want to say maybe 5 feet or so.
Yep.
And I would say she's probably. She keeps kissing the side cheek. And she's got all these, bracelets on. She keeps showing me Jordan Marsh and Filene's basement. You know where that is? I just smell perfume everywhere.
Oh, that's your mom.
And I show him more about her.
Steph?
I mean...
shut the radio off.
What's your message to Lou? Mm-hmm. Lou. Sorry. It's nervous. I'm not on the radio. What?
Do me.
But hold on. What the message?
Me. Oh, damn it. Go ahead. What's the message?
Wait, I got to give him a message. What the heck?
Come on, I want
show
this.
Me. Do me. She takes your arm up. She's going like that. Show me a message for him. This gets a little personal, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
We're going to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. You get your peers over here.
Keep talking.
Of course, you know, it's very generic for me to say that she loves you very much, but I need to tell you that. And she keeps going like this on your ear.
Okay.
You know, like Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Show me more. So I feel you're killing me. Show me more. I want to invite you into my studio for a private hour reading. So just to let you know that, so we can go more into it, because it's going to be more.
I like it.
Show me more for
him. Debate out there.
I like it.
She's wiping your tears.
Uh-oh.
It's about work. You sure want me to work right? Maybe talk about work right now, but.
He's crying because of work.
No,
she knows I'm crying because of YouTube.
It's all of us.
You know the pressure you put on him?
Can you do him?
No, but she's coming over the radio with you a lot. You should listen to the radio.
Okay.
She's giving you a lot of signs.
Okay.
All right.
And she's showing me spoons. You know those spoons, those silver spoons, the little ones?
TV show.
She's a collector. No. She's talking about little kids, I think.
Bone collector. Do him quickly, because we have
guys
to flip
and killing me.
We have to take a break.
You have to be open to it.
I know. I apologize.
I'm not open.
No, you don't
have to. Tricking you.
It's okay. You know, I do this for a living. You know,
I help
thousands of people and stuff.
I know,
and, but I don't. I don't want to make you believe it because I'm.
No.
I'm just me, anyways.
Okay, but we're running out of time.
Sorry.
Give me a quick one. Just it doesn't not in detail. Just the first thing you see.
Okay, show me more.
Show me too.
There's a young guy on your right side. And he keeps going like this. He keeps going like this. He's showing me tattoos. He's a big guy. Showing more about you for Christian. I'm seeing a football field in like a high school. And showing more. I feel like he passed young. Maybe early 20s, maybe high school type of feel. Showing more. He keeps looking at you and he keeps going, I see you.
All right, I don't like this anymore. That's enough. I'm done.
You can come to me for an hour reading for free.
I don't like the way this was going. he's got somebody kissing him, pulling on his ear.
Well, I got some Italian grandma.
You had a guy
who was like past young.
Yeah, I feel like he knew you when you were young.
Sheila was great.
He knew me when I was young.
Yeah, you. See, you just have to pay attention.
Okay, I was. Well, I'm
sure. It's the ADHD getting in the way.
All right, we got to wrap it up, guys. Sheila, it was great meeting you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm sorry if I was a little out of control, but I'm, as you said,
it's okay.
A non-believer.
See, he's worried. He knows that they're watching.
So being honest with you, a non-believer, but you seem like a wonderful woman.
Oh, thank you very much.
And thank you for coming in. And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that? Because you might get business other than just Lou.
Sure. They can go to SheilaMarieWeb.net or SheilaMarieIntuitiveArts.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Thank you for having me.
Great meeting you. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Sheila Marie.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.